Chapter 7, Be a Lifelong Learner. That's great, Michael, great. Charlie, who had been methodically taking leaves and small debris out of the pool, pulled the long pole out and placed it down on a specially made rack designed to hold it. Next to him was a bucket with small plastic bottles holding pool chemicals. He began to measure out the chemicals and pour them into the pool as he continued. You know, Mr. Davis's next pillar of success is about learning, so it is fortuitous that we have stumbled onto the topic. A successful person is always a lifelong learner. A lifelong learner? Yes. How many people do you know that graduated high school or college and then figured they knew everything they needed to know for life? He didn't wait for an answer. Too many. But I learned lots of good things in college. It isn't that you don't learn good things in college. You do. It's just that it isn't what will make you successful in life. Here is what Mr. Davis says. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. You can graduate from your formal education, and the masses do, but the great writer Thoreau said that the masses, quote, lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. And that, it seems, is exactly where you are right now, Michael. Charlie, quoting Henry David Thoreau, I'm impressed, Michael joked. Well, this old boy will surprise you from time to time, young man, Charlie said while looking at a bottle of chemicals, being ever so careful to get just the right amount. The point is that if you want to succeed in this life, formal education isn't the end-all. Self-education is the key. Okay, so what do you mean by self-education? Self-education is what you teach yourself. It's what you learn along the way so that you're constantly improving and growing. Most people don't continue to learn or grow, so that the very fact that you're doing so means you are well on your way to improving your life. Michael, Mr. Davis says if someone's going down the wrong path, he doesn't need motivation to speed him up. He needs education to turn him around. Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of health. Learning is the beginning of spirituality. Searching and learning is where the miracle process all begins. Well, that education is self-education. Most of life is lived after your formal education. That means the rest is up to you. The state makes you go to school through 12th grade. Then most people choose to go through college, but the truly successful decide to learn for the rest of their lives. So how do they do that? There are a few mainstays to learning that anyone can use to improve their lives, Michael. The first is to read books. The second is to learn from successful people by observation. And the third is to constantly reflect on your own experiences and learn what went right and what went wrong. Well, I know that the book thing isn't going to work. Charlie looked up at Michael in disbelief. The book thing? He asked. Yeah, you know, reading books. I know myself well enough to know that I'm not going to be reading any books anytime soon. You're kidding me, right? Charlie asked. No, I haven't read a book in years. Well, there you go. That right there is a significant part of the problem. Not reading books? Certainly. Charlie put the chemicals down and motioned for Michael to join him sitting in a couple of chairs at poolside. Here, sit down. This is a serious point, Michael. They both sat down and Michael asked, what's the big deal about books? It seems like everybody writes a book. It's just a big money-making scam. What can you learn from a book anyway? Besides that, books cost so much money. When you go to the bookstore, some of those books are 20 or 30 bucks. Charlie knew this was going to be a tough sell. Michael, if I may be blunt, books have been, are, and will continue to be one of the greatest learning tools in human history. As for the cost, Mr. Davis, a man who has been extraordinarily successful, always says that it isn't what the book costs, it's what it'll cost you if you don't read it. How will it cost me if I don't read it? Michael asked. It will cost you in many ways. In fact, I believe that your attitude towards books has already cost you a decade or two of your life. You see, when we read books, we open ourselves to vast new worlds to explore and understand. Have you ever wanted to sit down and have dinner with the great leaders or famous thinkers? You can when you read their books. You open yourself to new ideas, and new ideas are the seeds that grow in our hearts and minds, and when applied, become our achievements and successes. Michael, how will you ever grow and expand if you aren't consistently and proactively pursuing knowledge and ideas that will move your life forward? I guess I've never thought of it that way. From now on, you must think of it that way. So Mr. Davis is a big reader, huh? That he is. Almost a book a week for 40 years. And that is where he gets his wisdom. Before you leave, I'll give you a copy of a book list that he has written. I have a few copies of it in my workshop. I don't know. Michael, I insist. You can set a goal of reading one of the books before we meet again. In fact, I hate to be harsh, but I won't schedule the meeting until you've read one of the books. That does seem harsh. Michael, I do it with a good heart. I so believe in reading that I do not believe you can move forward without it. Really? Absolutely, Charlie said with conviction. You must also learn from people who are succeeding. That is the idea of association we talked about earlier. And we all must learn from ourselves as we live life making mistakes and achieving victories. Well, I've learned so much from Mr. Davis and you, Charlie, that I'm willing to try anything that you suggest. And I imagine I can always go down to my library and pick up most of the books for free. I'll bet you can. Charlie stood up. Listen, I know that you probably have things to do, and I have to finish up with this pool and then get about running some errands. So let's go up to the workshop so I can dig up one of those sheets with Mr. Davis's recommended books on it. As they walked, Michael noticed that Charlie looked like he'd been losing some weight. You're getting a little skinny there, Charlie. Have you been losing weight? Charlie answered without turning around. Oh, a little, perhaps. Well, don't waste away on me. He also noted that Charlie's gait had slowed a little since the first time he'd met him. When they reached the workshop, Michael waited in the main area while Charlie went back into his office area. Soon Charlie emerged with a single sheet of paper. He handed it to Michael, who looked at it. On it was a simple list under the heading, Books Everyone Should Read. Michael scanned the list. Okay, this looks interesting. Which one should I start with? I'll make that one easy, Charlie said as he opened a drawer in an old metal desk that had various tools sitting on it. He reached in and pulled out an old, worn, and obviously well-read copy of The Magic of Thinking Big. This one is free, so you won't be able to make an excuse because of the cost, he said with a sly smile. Michael reached out and took it. Okay, then, The Magic of Thinking Big it is. I will definitely read it, and when I'm done, you will continue to teach me the pillars of success? That I will, Michael, that I will. As Michael pulled out of the gates that day, he noticed a new feeling in him. He felt such warm feelings for the old man, Charlie. He was almost becoming a father to him, which was fine with him because he'd lost his own father when he was 10. He never got to learn those lessons from an older man. He was cherishing the time he got to spend with Charlie, even if it was learning the wealthy Mr. Davis's pillars of success secondhand. Michael looked at the book lying on the passenger seat. Okay, I guess it's time to think big.